I'm Steve Potter, and coming up later on Cityscape, we're going to talk to some Cherokee Street business owners on our Soundbite segment about why that area has become a thriving spot of activity. Next Tuesday, UMSL's College of Fine Arts and Communication presents a piano concert featuring alumni, including Daniel Keeler, who joins us on the phone from Washington, D.C., and Alla Vaska-Bornyakova, who's here in the studio. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us here.
Thank you so much.
Alla, you're Director of Keyboard Studies here at UMSL, so could you give us a little bit of background on this event?
Yes. Well, this event I decided to organize, well, first of all, because I miss my students very much. And three of my former students, our UMSL alumni, some of them are still studying, continuing their education. Some of them are already, you know, accomplished musicians. They work, they play, they teach. So I thought this year, 2015, is actually a big date for one of the greatest pianists of the 20th century. His name is Sviatoslav Richter. And all of us share this love and admiration to that pianist. And I thought, what a good reason for us to get together. And for, you know, our students, we're so proud of them. They're doing very well. They play very well. They teach very well. And it would be great for all of them to get together at their alma mater, UMSL, and play a concert.
And you've been teaching at UMSL for more than a decade. So you've had time, I guess, to see a lot of students progress in their careers.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And this is probably the greatest reward for, you know, all the hours of hard work. And
right.
Yes, they're doing well.
I'm sure, Daniel, you can speak to that. You've been in D.C. working on your master's in piano performance at Catholic University. You haven't been there that long, though, have you?
No, this is my first year, so I've only been here for 1.5 semesters.
How do you like Washington?
Oh, it's just amazing. All of the cultural riches and just the beauty of the city. So many international influences. I mean, you're right at the hub with all the embassies. It's just a great place to be.
It is. You are a student of Alla's here at UMSL. Do you have any fond memories of your time here?
Oh, all 4 years, every single day.
Alla, you actually went to Russia with Daniel, did you not?
Yes, we went to Russia, you know, with Daniel and three other students and our associate dean, Dr. Richards. That was already 3 years ago. It's hard to believe, Daniel, right?
Oh, my God.
It's
2011, 2012?
2012. Yeah, it's already,
yeah.
It's been 3 years. Yes, and again, you know, that idea came to me. I get inspired, you know, when my students play so well. I just kind of, you know, ideas like that just come to mind, and here we go. We're in Russia.
Hey, Daniel, I studied a little Russian culture way back in college, and I thought it was so fascinating. Tell me about your time there and what you remember, what impressed you about going there.
Oh, man. Well, I do not tire of telling people about my trip to Russia, so this is just great. First and foremost, I was just so grateful to get the chance to go over there. And everybody that we encountered was just, they had the best hospitality. They took care of us just as if we were family. They made us feel right at home, welcome in their country. And they set up all of these concerts for us. They set up tours of the city around the Volga River. The Russian countryside is permanently fixed in my brain. I can still remember the drive from the airport to our hotel in Moscow, and I know now how some of the Russian composers, when they go to their summer homes or whatnot, and they compose pieces, and they're inspired by all the beautiful countryside that they see, all the rustic browns and oranges and greens. It's just something that's totally different from America.
Yeah, well, Russia's a big country. What part of Russia are you from?
I was born in a small town not far from Moscow, and I actually lived and studied in Moscow in Gnesin's Academy of Music. So Moscow, and then I moved to Ukraine. So I lived in Ukraine also in Kyiv, mm-hmm. Worked there too.
You've been in St. Louis 11 years, but you came to the United States before that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually came to St. Louis. I came in 1996, so it's already almost 20 years.
Oh, wow.
1919. And if I can add a little bit to what Daniel said, when we went there, you know, to Russia, we prepared prepared two different programs to play the students, actually. One program was all concertos, and I accompanied them on the second piano, and another program was solo pieces. I will never forget that. One of the, you know, teachers, Russian teachers from the academy where we performed, gave us this feedback, and I will never forget that. Well, he obviously very, you know, liked very much how they played, and the level of playing was just super high. And then he came to us and he said, you know, I can tell you that the way you play those concerti, and in particular Rachmaninoff's second concerto Daniel played, and others, the way you play your second themes in concertos are usually nice lyrical singing themes. I can tell, he said, you're not just good musicians, you're good people. And that's what I'm in particular proud about.
Daniel, we mentioned Rachmaninoff there. There's a name most people are familiar with. Who are some of the Russian composers maybe we wouldn't recognize, but that you think are great?
Well, some people might not recognize the name Shostakovich, but he was a generation after Rachmaninoff, and he composed in the 20th century. One other Russian composer that is very famous in Russia, but not so much in the United States among the general public, is Alexander Scriabin. And he is very interesting because he had this condition called synesthesia, which means that his senses were kind of mixed up in that he saw colors through his ears. I'm not quite sure how to put it, but he heard colors and smelled, I don't know which of the senses, but all of his compositions are basically vivid masterpieces of color that were in his mind that he translated to music on the page, which is amazing. He was a genius. And this semester, actually, I'm taking a Russian music class that exposes us to more of the lesser-known Russian composers. There's Lyapunov, there's Lyadov, there's Taniev, there's Glinka, Dargomishki, all of those great Russian composers.
Oh, you told me before we started that Daniel is really excited about learning about Russian music culture.
Absolutely. Well, they offer a course, and I find that just fascinating. Danny, you can probably talk more about it. Of course, you're liking so much about Russian music.
Right. Yeah? So, the faculty here, Dr. Fetenko, he's from St. Petersburg, and it is actually one of six classes that they offer here on piano literature, and this one happens to be specifically on Russian piano literature, but the class is kind of misnamed because we not only look at the piano music, but also the operas, ballets, chamber music, concerti, everything. So the class is just an amazing insight because Dr. Fetenko grew up in Russia, and he tells us stories about Russian culture and Russian history, and it's a really great way to learn because it's just like we're having a conversation with him. There's no real textbook that we follow, but he's just giving this information, and we're absorbing it a lot better because it is in that story-like format.
Uh-huh. And Daniel, how do you find that learning about the culture and the history and that sort of thing, how that affects the way you approach the music, does it?
Oh, absolutely. Because you can then get into the mind of the composer a lot easier if you know surrounding events, cultural ideas, political movements, wars. So all of these things had a tremendous impact on the composers, and they're people just like us. So they're going to write music that is influenced by everything going on around them. So when you can get your mind inside of that, then you can understand why they wrote this.
That's very interesting.
What are you going to be performing next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, I'll be performing Schumann Symphonic Etudes. They're a set of 12 etudes plus a theme at the very beginning. The theme was originally composed by a friend of Schumann's who was actually a flute instructor. And at the bottom of the score, Schumann writes, "This theme was composed by an amateur." And so he takes this theme, and in the course of the 12 etudes, he manipulates the theme and puts it in different characters, different tempi, different orchestrations. They're called symphonic etudes because it's like a symphony for the piano. You have so many layers, as if you would in the symphony, so many things going on at once, and you have to not only balance them, control all of the different volumes. You don't want everything to be all in the foreground. You have to provide some perspective for the listener to understand it upon the first listen. So the last variation, or the last etude, is not based on the theme at all. It actually comes from an English folk tune, but it is triumphant, and it totally dispels all of the darkness that the main theme ushered in the beginning.
Ala, who else is performing? And just talk just briefly about the program.
Yes, David Doran, who studied with me for a few years. And before AMSL, he actually had a degree in organ. So he's a wonderful organist as well as pianist. And now he is working on his master's at University of Missouri in Columbia. So he's coming back and playing. He'll be playing also Schumann, Opus 11, Scarlatti Sonata. There will be also my student from about 11 years ago when I first started at AMSL. Her name is Tsuhua Ho, and she's originally from Taiwan. She already got her doctorate, and she lives in Philadelphia now and teaching in Settlement Music School and performs a lot, and she's coming back and playing some Scriabin, by the way, Danny, and some other things also, different pieces of music. And myself will be playing also. I'm playing Schumann Abegg variations, some Tchaikovsky pieces, some Shadrin, so different pieces. Also, one more thing I wanted to say, since this whole theme of this concert is commemoration of Sviatoslav Richter, and Richter organized many years ago, of course, when he was alive, international festival called December Evenings. And those December Evenings, they were holding it in State Pushkin Museum of Fine Arts, and there was always music and painting. So he was very interested in interaction of music and visual arts. So I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm featuring a painter who is my close friend, wonderful painter, lives in St. Louis now. He moved to St. Louis about the same time I moved. He's from St. Petersburg originally, Russia. So we will exhibit his painting in the Lee Theater lobby. So that's another reason to come to our concert.
AMSL's College of Fine Arts and Communication presents a piano alumni concert Tuesday evening, 7:30 at the Lee Theater at the Two Hill. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have a link and information about the concert. Daniel, I understand that you were at the Kennedy Center last night, were you?
Yes, we were. Yesterday, the School of Music went to the Kennedy Center. It was for our 50th anniversary celebration of the School of Music, and we performed with our combined choirs, and some of our alumni came back. So there were 200-plus singers and our full orchestra, and we performed Carmina Burana. We were so excited because we had sold out the Kennedy Center, which is something that we're very proud of.
And as far as playing tourist in D.C., the Cherry Blossom Festival's in full swing. Have you seen any of that?
Oh, yes. I actually went there yesterday right before the Kennedy Center concert. It was great, and it was packed. Everybody was enjoying themselves. It was a beautiful, sunny day. I took so many pictures. It was beautiful.
And later
around the Tidal Basin.
Oh, yeah, that is something. Later this year, you're going to attend a music festival in Portugal?
Yes. Some people in my piano studio are traveling with our teacher, Dr. Ivo Kalchev, who's from Bulgaria. And he knows a lot of the people in Cascais, which is a city in Portugal. And we will be playing some concerti with their orchestra in Cascais. It lasts about, I think, 10 days, and I think there's a solo portion, so we'll get to perform our solo pieces and then play with the orchestra. So I'm very much looking forward to that trip.
And Ala, it must be fun for you to witness your student success, students like Daniel.
Yes, of course. Well, that's the result, you know.
Any final thoughts?
Yes. Well, first of all, I wanted to add, I don't believe I mentioned the name of my painter who I'm featuring. His name is Konstantin Kublanov, and he is a very just wonderful painter living in St. Louis. And then I wanted to kind of finish with, this concert would not be possible without support we're getting from our College of Fine Arts and Communications, our music department, and Alumni Association. So we're very grateful and hoping to see all those people in the concert. And we will just dedicate our art to them.
That's Tuesday, 7:30 in the evening at the Two Hill. We want to thank Alla Vaskoborniakova, Director of Keyboard Studies at UMSL. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for having us.
And Daniel Keeler on the line from Washington, D.C. We look forward to having you back and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Sound Bites. This is St. Louis Public Radio.